Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow is 17:30, Johannesburg 16:29, and Polokwane 18:27.
Op the Pier, you can expect some slow-moving traffic in Germiston on the N3 South, heading towards the Geldnys Interchange. Bedford View also slow on the N3 North. On the link to the N12 East at Gilulis, and there has been a weather warning. Thunderstorms and rain across large parts of the Gauteng province. Please reduce your speed and drive with care.
In your sport headlines, BOK coach Rassie Erasmus brings back conditioning coach Felix Jones into the BOK fold and reigned the winner again, this time in Pakistan, as the match between the host and Bangladesh is abandoned.
We start with one of the big stories of this afternoon. The United States has officially cut the U.S. aid funding for HIV/AIDS organizations in South Africa. The U.S. government notified the affected organizations through letters in which the organizations were ordered to immediately cease all activities. According to the U.S., the funding is not aligned with agency priorities and it's not in America's national interest. Meanwhile, on the sidelines of a basic education khotla in Gauteng, President Cyril Ramaphosa responded to questions around the civil rights group AfriForum. The group met with senior representatives of Trump's administration on Tuesday after the administration criticized South Africa's expropriation bill.
As proud South Africans, we prefer that we should all stay here and solve our problems. And already what they are doing has spawned divisions in our nation. And that is not a nation-building process of running around the world to try and have your problems solved. You are just sowing divisions. Because now a number of South Africans then start looking at others negatively.
Speaking about that, Lekgotla, the Minister of Basic Education, Siviwe Gwagube, has defended the department's partnership with fast food franchise McDonald's. This after photos on social media caused an uproar after brightly McDonald's branded desks went viral. It can be folded into bags that children can carry home. At the same event, Gwagube says the department had considered various factors before making this decision.
Firstly, these desks have been approved by UNESCO. They are 2 kilograms heavy and UNESCO has indicated that this is absolutely appropriate. And remember, not every child has to take the desk home.
Education activist Hendrik Makaneta also responded to the criticism and he hails the department for pursuing public-private partnerships.
The donation of these innovative desks, which can transform into wheelie school bags, demonstrates the power of public-private partnerships.
And the city of Tshwane and the city of Johannesburg Emergency Services is still warning motorists to be cautious on the roads and to avoid areas that could face flooding. The weather service reached out a warning against disruptive rain, thunderstorms and hail. Robert Mulaudzi is Johannesburg's EMS spokesperson and has some advice.
Extend the safe following distance, avoid crossing flooded roads and flooded bridges.
And back to America, U.S. President Donald Trump says he's going to impose an added 10% tariff on Chinese imports while moving ahead with levies on Canada and Mexico next week. He cites, in his words, unacceptable fentanyl smuggling as one of the reasons. The full story is on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Marlene Fischer, back with you at 6.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
Never be let down.